Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. Have you ever noticed how some people tend to be tight-fisted? They think that if they give anything out, it's gone forever. But in the field of all abundance, which some people refer to as the universe, the source, or God, there's more than enough to go around. After all, money is only energy. Just like happiness, some people attract lots of it, others very little. You might even find that the energies that were plentiful in your childhood household are the same energies you attract lots of today. And the energies that were in seeming short supply are the energies that tend to elude you these days. But money is not what I want to talk about today. When I mention tight-fisted people, I was actually referring to people who are stingy with the energy of love and kindness. Too many people are tight-fisted with love. They don't give it out as much as they should. It works that way between two people just as much as it works between groups of people. It happens between countries, gangs, and tribes. The attitude, in a lot of these cases, seems to be, if I get love from that person, or from those people, then I'll give my love. If only they would give freely, first. Even Gandhi said, you must be the change you wish to see in the world. It might sound counterintuitive, but giving actually brings you more. Again, I know it sounds weird, but really, try it. Whether you're struggling with money, or relationships, your writing, or something else entirely, when you know that the field of all abundance is ready to live up to its name, you'll know that any void created from giving will be quickly filled. Think of life as a rushing river. Water is flowing very quickly in one direction, yet more water continuously comes in to take its place. The river is not worried about what'll happen if it continues to let its waters flow, and you shouldn't be either. A lot of us are worried, and so in one direction or the other, our life river is blocked. Think about it. What happens when you stop the flow of a river in one direction? Whether you place a dam downriver or you cut off the source upriver, the water will stop flowing, and the water that's left will stagnate. The stagnated water will quickly become dirty, polluted, smelly. So you can see there needs to be something happening at both ends. The river needs to be fed just as much as it needs to be allowed to flow. Life works in much the same way. So give. Let it go. Release that iron grip, and don't operate out of scarcity. Because when you focus on scarcity and focus on lack, that's what you get more of. If you're in the mood for a totally scientific explanation of the effects of giving, I've posted the link to an article called The Five Side Effects of Kindness by Dr. David R. Hamilton. But word of the wise, have your medical dictionary out and get ready for some terms like endogenous opioids and oxytocin and vagus nerve. But to sum it up, here are the five side effects of kindness. Kindness makes us happier due to increased levels of dopamine in the brain and gives us what Dr. Hamilton calls helper's high. Kindness gives us healthier hearts by lowering blood pressure. It actually slows aging, improves our relationships because it makes us feel more bonded, and kindness is contagious. So something you do today could have lasting effects as it gets paid forward on down the line. And in the end, it will come back to you many times over. I know you've just been waiting to hear the bottom line, though. How will my writing benefit from this? When you wake up in the morning, and you're feeling not only happy, but healthy, and you got a great night's sleep, it motivates you, right? You feel inspired. And when you're feeling motivated and inspired, don't the ideas come easier? Getting the words onto paper really is most of the battle. When you have that natural energy, even before your first cup of coffee, you can feel the mental stimulation. And when your writing is going well, it really sets the stage for the rest of the day. And you might even feel inspired to give more. Oh my gosh, the cycle is repeating. The flow has started. As every Friday, I want you to look for an opportunity to give today. It could be as free and simple as a smile. It could be giving money to a beggar. It could be an elaborate, random act of kindness. But look for that opportunity. And please let me know how this commitment to give is working positively in your life by emailing me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Right is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.